Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up. It's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laughter's waiting. Don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
Well, good morning. It's a wild, wonderful, wacky Wednesday here at the Morning Zoo. We're coming to you live from the Gas Digital Studios in beautiful, sweltering New York City. And it's me, your other boy, the international superstar, Zach Amico. I apologize that we're starting a little late. Some maintenance guys came and cut the power and shut off all the computers and the network and the cameras. And Ralph had to curse at them a bunch. And then be very angry while they looked around and put a flashlight on like three things. And they went, I don't know, man. I don't know. And it was, live network. I don't know.
You can't be serious. You can't be
serious right now.
We're a live network.
What is Real Ass Podcast?
So that was our morning. But across the table from me, two very funny gentlemen from the Two Goons podcast. Returning to the show, very happy to have him back. Our great friend J.J. Lieberman is here.
Yo, what's up, Amico?
How you doing, buddy?
Good, good.
You look good. I'm glad that you're doing so well. I'm very, very proud of you. You've always been a very funny, hardworking dude, and I'm glad to see you get your flowers, buddy.
Thank you. Would you tell someone if they look like shit, though?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, cool.
I do all the time. Hey, Rob, you look like shit.
Hey, come on, man. What the hell?
No, you look great. Thanks.
I didn't know it was him. I was walking in here, and I had a shake and a coffee in the one hand, and I didn't even like, you just look so normal today.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it is because it's so hot.
Right. Yeah.
That people, you just look like,
I mean, sure. Yeah. It's casual Friday.
Yeah. It's brutal out. And next to him, you guys know him. You love him. It's Robbie Goodwin.
Hey, everybody. What's going on?
How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. I don't think I've seen the Barney and Marge tattoo in person. I really enjoy that.
The other day, a little Arab boy in my elevator. Wait, why you do that to Barnes Mother?
Why you do that to Drunk Barney?
I forget that I have like naked ladies in my arms. In my building from around 2 to 6 is just cavalcades of Muslim children.
Oh, that's great.
Jumping in and out of the elevator, going to different floors. And it is a nightmare. Like, it's a mom. Then usually like an aunt and a grandma, and then 85 kids at a time.
There was a guy I saw. I live in Williamsburg, and he parked his car, assume Uber driver, and he was doing the prank like right on the street. Like he put the mat down on a busy street and was doing the prayers
in the way of traffic.
Well, there's like a bike lane,
okay,
and then there's the car lane. And then there's like, you know, where you can park right there.
Mm-hmm.
He put his mat right there behind his car and was praying.
Yeah, when you got to pray, you got to pray.
Yeah, Muslims don't really play about that thing.
Yeah, they're on a strict schedule.
It's a time.
Oh, yeah. My grandma's Muslim. So like when we were visiting, she'll just like disappear around like noon.
Come really?
Back. Yeah. And then like around 3 p.m. disappear to her room, come back. Yeah.
5 times.
Yeah.
Do they have a thing in the house that shows which way Mecca is, or do they just know?
I think they probably Google it. I don't know. I haven't seen the. I don't go into her room ever. You know, I'm not in my grandma's bedroom too much. So, and I don't think I've asked either. But
you don't care.
Yeah, I guess I never thought to ask. It was just something I like grew up with, I guess.
And you didn't catch that
Muslim?
Yeah.
No, my mom converted when I was like born, basically.
Converted out.
Yeah, to Christianity, Catholicism.
Oh. Did your dad fuck Christ into her?
No, she said she thought it was a sexist religion.
Well, okay, so, that's a pretty good reason then.
I know, she could have been a YouTuber making millions now saying why I left the left, you know what I mean?
Well, let's get plugs right out of the way. JJ, what do you want people to check out, my friend?
Yeah, Two Goons Podcast and also Comedy Store. Me and Che Durena are doing August 18th is a Tuesday. We're doing a show there, and come check it out. And then I'll be where Ryan Long is for the next few weeks. So if you want to check me out in other cities, Boston, fucking Rochester, another place, Denver. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, go check that out, Mr. Goodwin.
Hey, the Arena of Ideas every Thursday at 8. Me and Dalton Pruitt's our swords facts, our shields metaphors. Every day we clash with other fellow thought havers, prove our minds. It's a live chat. We have a live chat just like this. It's really great and active. And tune in for that. And my personal podcast, Robbywood, and is on my YouTube. I talk about movies and basketball on that, basically. Also, tonight I will be at Littlefield at 9, or as I call it, Little Penis. Tonight at 9 it's $5 with code AmericaLol, I think, or something like that. DM me for cheap tickets if anyone's in the racist live chat wants to come. And on Friday, I'll be at Secret Pours, so thank you. At Robbie Goodwin on Twitter and Instagram.
Fantastic. If you're at Littlefield's, across the street is my favorite bar, Lucky 13's.
Oh, really?
You should go see some titties.
I'd love to. That sounds great.
If you go after 9, there'll be go-go dancers.
Fuck. Really?
Yeah.
Hell yeah,
dude. Brooklyn?
Yeah, across the street from Littlefield's. It's a biker bar.
Oh, wow. And they strip?
It's pasties and tongues, yeah.
Oh, wow.
But they're on the bar that you're sitting at. There's
cool.
A stripper pole on either end of the bar. And it's no cover.
Hey,
I took Gio Perez there, and he was like, Mexicans cannot know about this. There's no cover, and there's naked white women.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean,
he couldn't believe how much fun it was.
Wow. Like, they're white and they get naked? Who do I pay? Nobody?
He couldn't figure it out.
don't tell Derek about this, man. He's going to fucking shoot it up for some reason, just because he's excited.
Hey, find me on Instagram, Zach is not funny, punchup.live/ZachAmico for all my dates this Saturday. I will be in Brooklyn at the Meadows at a wrestling show, New Fear City, managing the Bundertaker in his return to No Ring Deathmatch. Next weekend, I'll be at the Punchline in Philly with Rob Stanton, Jim Gillespie. And then the following day, I will be at a dispensary in Philadelphia with the Sandman, ECW legend, watching ECW Heatwave 96. So come get high with me and the Sandman. And if you're watching live and you enjoy the show, hey, use the promo code ZOO at GasDigital.com to get your episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. You get access to the live chat and the archives, thousands and thousands of hours of all your favorite shows from over the last decade, and you get our bonus Friday episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. All right, let's get into some sillies. I want to start with this. This is The Zoo. We do love animal stories, and I haven't seen one of these in a while.
Fuck yeah.
And I am back into the kangaroo mode. Because they put out trailers for the new Tekken game, and they put out a parody of the Australian guy who beat the shit out of the kangaroo for holding his dog down.
Oh.
I never saw that.
What the fuck?
You know what I'm talking about? The big strong kangaroo, and then he fights an Australian guy because he's choking his dog.
Is this Kangaroo
Jack? I
didn't
see the dog part.
I saw this in 2002, I think.
By the way, Kangaroo Jack, a supposedly heavily edited film.
Yeah.
Supposedly a dirty movie that they recut to be a kid's movie.
Oh, yeah, that's funny. Because I remember in the advertising, it was all about the fucking cartoon, like hip-hop kangaroo.
And he's barely
in
the movie.
He's in it for like one scene. It's like, what the fuck, dude? That's so sick, though.
But supposedly it was a much dirtier movie, and they recut it because they realized they were going to lose money.
Yeah, it is like a crime thriller, right? Like a crime action comedy, basically. Yeah, that makes so much. It's funny they did like a... That might be one of the biggest bait and switches in theatrical history.
They did that with the first Scooby-Doo, too.
Oh, yeah?
Scooby-Doo was a hard PG-13, and cut all the sexual references and jokes out to turn it into a kid's movie.
Because that was James Gunn, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I have no references outside of porn.
Scooby-Doo is a large...
I know Scooby-Doo.
He's a talking dog.
He's a talking dog.
I knew that.
He solves mysteries.
You don't have to be a do-head. Just fucking get with the fucking...
I don't know anything culturally relevant or pollard. I feel like
you don't got to be a scuba file.
Dewhead is a Lemaire Lee original, by the way. He said he was a big fan of Scooby Doo. He said, "I'm a Dewhead." What the fuck does that mean?
It does sound like vaguely racist.
Yeah, it does.
But anyway, so what we've got today, these two kangaroos really ran the fade like they had real life beef. That's right. I was on World Star Hip Hop in the car today.
I do have, if you want to see real quick before that one, the guy saving his dog.
Of course. You don't remember this?
I don't. In a headlock by the kangaroo, jumped into action. So he slapped the kangaroo.
Aww.
The kangaroo released the dog. Turns out, this isn't the first time a dog has
this
been
is
rescued
the one.
From this particular
that poor
kangaroo.
Dog.
Oh, no. What the fuck?
Put him up. Put him up. Here
that's
we go.
That's so. Oh, my God, dude.
Oh, my God. Look at the muscles on that kangaroo.
This is amazing,
what
actually.
Is he lifting?
He's benching holy a lot. Cow. Wait.
Look at the balls on that thing, too.
I feel.
And yeah, so Tekken parodied that in their the trailer for the new game.
Oh, that's funny. But I didn't know it got into like legit fighting. Like.
Oh, yeah. Well, because there's a kangaroo character in Tekken. Oh,
okay, gotcha.
So the kangaroos don't like getting slapped, but they could fuck you up, though, right?
Oh, bad, yeah. So yep. They usually do kangaroo boxing at carnivals and circuses.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's not their hands you got to worry about.
Nails?
It's they got claws on the feet.
Oh.
Now, did World Star Hip Hop cover this because kangaroos hop?
Yes, that would be exactly it. they have long talons and then... Because what would happen is guys would box them, but they got the gloves on. They can't really do anything. And they got little heads. So you knock them out quick.
Oh, man. Yeah.
But you can't knock them down because they got the tail.
Oh, shit.
So they're tripods.
So they maxed
out. So they would be out on their feet.
Yeah.
And you could just fucking crack them. But then every once in a while, one would go, "What am I doing?" And go back. If you see him go back on the tail.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That means they're going to try and gut you.
Oh, and wow. Then just...
And use that forward.
No,
momentum.
They don't try and... They try and gut you.
Really?
Yeah.
But this is a long time ago. They don't do those kangaroo boxing no
more.
No,
this is like old-timey circus
right.
Shit.
Right.
That's so fucking cool.
But anyway, let's see some kangaroos fight, Shannon.
Animals are so sick sometimes. Oh, my God. Wow.
These aren't even big ones. Some of the, I think they're called reds. They're like 6 or 7 feet tall.
Can we book them for Skankfest?
I would love to see this in Skankfest.
This would be actually incredible.
Roo fights?
A kangaroo fight at Skankfest would rock.
Do they try and kill each other, or they just go?
I think they're just fighting. I don't think they're trying to kill each other.
Is this play?
But these are little ones.
They might just be playing. Sometimes animals play by like fucking each other up.
No,
like
I think they're going. I think they're pissed.
Okay.
They're throwing those kicks, dude.
I don't know. They could be. I agree. It could be play, dude.
This looks like play. Because they're not like actually trying to hurt each other. They're kind of just roughhousing.
What if they just fuck?
Reminds me of my last marriage. Because they're not actually. I don't know. It's not like.
Yeah, it seems like what something my dogs would do.
You hit him dancing.
Oh.
Is this what you look for online at all day, Amico?
This is pretty much my day.
Really? Yeah. You're just scrolling?
No, I like to send Shannon as much weird shit as I can find.
Oh, that's I guess great. You have to. Yeah, I guess it makes...
This is some fucking scrap, dude.
It is so funny World Star cover this. Like, it's like... Two guys fighting.
Well, I mean, any of those fucking...
Whoa, the hop. That's a great vertical.
Have to, like, generate unlimited content.
They should be in the NBA with that vertical.
I want to see whatever was next. Yes. Whatever that thing was next.
Yes.
I didn't get any idea of what it was on there. I saw a man on a prison floor, and I want to see it.
Fuck.
I don't know what it was, but I loved it.
Yeah, that was fun.
I think, was that a man having a seizure and they were all doing a dance around him?
It was the June Bug Challenge.
You think that was an American prison?
Do you want to watch it again?
It was the June Bug Challenge. Let's see it again.
Who's filming this? Like, how do you get a cell phone in there?
Dude, I was looking. You get wild shit in some jails.
Really?
I was seeing, like, it's obviously supposed to be commissary, mm-hmm. but like, you can get a tablet.
Oh yeah, that's the biggest fucking items.
Can you really get one? Like it's like they won't like you won't get in trouble if you're caught.
Andy Dufresne got the pick.
That's true.
You know,
so, Andy Dufresne got an iPad.
I believe you're supposed to return them.
Okay.
At the end of the day, I think you gotta check them in and out, but it's yours.
Right.
And I believe the way it used to be is if you had a radio or something,
uh-huh.
they had to be clear.
Okay.
So they make special ones to make sure you're not hiding shit in it.
Wow.
What?
Wow. But they had like clear radio, cassette players, radios. And then, but like, you can get like a TV. I feel like if you got a TV.
Yeah.
You can probably get through.
Dude, they have like, they always show those like videos of raids that happen and they get like, you know, 100 knives. Like legit, like people are just walking around with
yeah,
crazy.
They're just
shanks.
Strapped. Yeah,
yeah.
That makes. I mean, you see, they're closing Rikers.
I did not see that.
Yeah, they. I think they're closing it like soon, like really soon.
So they got to move R. Kelly
and Harvey, dude.
And well, Harv Dog's on his way out. Harv Dog's got heart failure.
Yeah, I saw.
He's still in.
It was like the day they announced they're closing Rikers. Finally, Harvey was probably like, finally, my number comes in. And then he had like a seizure or some shit.
He, a heart failure related to pneumonia.
Real? I thought he never got, he only got accused. Not what was the whole story with him?
He raped.
A bunch of.
No, I know he's like.
He got exonerated from one or two things,
okay.
But I think the main one stuck.
Yeah.
Did you see the Kevin Spacey comeback tour?
Oh, he was on Club Random,
dude.
I was all over that.
I watched the club. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Okay. You seem like such a great guy, Kevin.
It was amazing. He is so gay. But I do give it up to a guy like that, you know, because like Bill Maher's like, why didn't you just come out? And like, fuck, like another. Thank God there's a couple guys that just don't fucking throw it in your face. Everything's gay with everyone.
Right.
At least with him, he had a little.
Yeah,
like,
unless you're a
camera operator on House of Cards.
Yeah, or the son of an actor at a party.
Yeah, but that's what I didn't know about him. That he said every case that went to trial was just got thrown out.
Yeah, but thrown out.
They all died. All of his accusers like mysteriously died.
No,
before. Yeah,
Shannon, you can look that up. Yeah, there is some.
Now, I didn't want to say that accusing me would lead to someone's death. That's dishonorable.
There's some funny business going on.
Really?
I mean, it is weird, but
it's not a Clinton level of murder, but, you know.
I mean, the fact that he had Elton John testify for him in one of his cases is pretty crazy.
And I think it was one of those, like.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Even though, isn't he one of those actors that even though you don't know, you kind of know?
He was like being gay or being a pedophile.
Being gay,
yeah.
It
was like an open secret for a very long time.
Then he was gay, and then he just kind of like when he got accused of being a pedophile, he was like, "You're right, I'm gay."
Yeah, exactly. That was the funniest coming out thing ever. He was like, "I choose now to live my life as a gay man," and every gay guy was like, "All right, this is not going to help the gay guys or pedophiles thing." Like, but this, to your point, this is the first time Kevin's like allowed to be gay on a podcast or whatever. Like, usually he's had to present as very straight in interviews and stuff.
But when you rewatch like American Beauty,
yeah,
he's a tortured gay man.
Yes, yeah, someone noted that he it always has a scene with like him and like a jacked twink or something like that. There's like always randomly like him and a young boy one on one in like almost every movie.
any American that speaks like they're like raised in like proper Britain, I mean they're fags.
What about Kelsey Grammer?
Kelsey Grammer can't stop coming in, ladies, dude. He got 10 kids.
Really? I love him.
Niles,
love
I've got another one.
Okay, listen, we're big Kelsey Grammer heads here. We're real Grammer heads here on the show.
Yeah, I love that show.
We're Frasier boys.
Yeah.
Why was Kelsey Grammer's in The Expendables 3? He's only in one Expendables, seemingly, because everyone else is an action star, and then it's like, and Kelsey Grammer.
Maybe that might be they're not allowed to use, did they have Mel Gibson?
I think they did get Mel in one of them, right? Maybe I'm wrong.
And then also, he's kind of like,
he's Republican.
Yeah, he's low-key like a super
yeah.
John Voight.
What?
John Voight levels?
Yeah.
Nice.
Look, black people shouldn't have my money. Yeah.
So my wife hates it because one of his wives is on Real Housewives of Hollywood or whatever.
Yeah. Oh,
of Beverly Hills.
Oh,
and she goes to see, he's in a play in New York, and she goes to visit him. And she's like, I'm Miss Grammer. They're like, no, you're not. And she's like, yeah, I'm here to see my husband. She's like, Miss Grammer's upstairs in the suite with her husband right now.
Wow.
He just had a new chick already.
Wow. Yeah.
Like, he's a rambling man.
Yeah.
Sure. Why not?
So cool, though, that fucking Frasier lays pipe.
Yeah, and he's like 70, fucking getting ladies pregnant.
Well, all the intellects are like ladies' men. Like Richard Feynman was a huge.
Hawking.
Was that?
Stephen Hawking.
Yeah, they all that's a whole
Does
point.
Does it count as a ladies' man if Epstein helped you get the girls, though?
No, there was tons of times where he was just, he loved strippers, think he liked hookers.
Same with Bill Maher. Like, I wouldn't call him brilliant, but he, like, claims to be an intellectual. Like,
he's not, though. He's just, like, a dickhead.
Yeah, but his whole thing is, like, I'm this intellectual guy. But even that, the whole point of becoming smart is, like, becoming rich, you know, so you can get pussy.
What was the roast where Patton said Charlie Sheen. He named all the guys that were there, and he's like, who's fucking whores right now? Bill Maher must be exhausted.
That is so fucking good, dude.
Well, that was the whole Kurt and they used to make fun of him. Kyle Dunnigan. They used to make fun of him and getting like black hookers. That's his thing.
Well, he was very specifically with black women for a while.
And Coulter, too.
Yeah, black heart, but
yeah, black behind the eyes.
But yeah,
I
think
fucked Ann Coulter.
The rumor
dated,
rumor is, I believe,
really
they fucked. Yeah.
Oh wow.
I may not agree with you all the time, but I would love to fuck that.
That's
pussy.
Probably pretty good sex when you vehemently disagree.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It's that one political James
Carville.
Carville and his wife. They're like, they probably just hate fuck each other every night.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Oh, I told
yeah. Yeah.
Who cares about the deficit? Get over here. Fuck me.
Who did? Didn't he? Bill Maher, did he date one of De Niro or Pacino's exes? He had some very good, like,
fucking Bill Maher, the party starter.
I think he had some very high level sloppy seconds.
I do love these, like, Sopranos made a whole thing about Hesh too.
Yeah.
That he only dated black women. I do like
that's
the guys
so funny.
That will only, like, the guy who I have a buddy in Vegas, a poker player. He'll only date Asian women. I'm like, you know, everything's great.
Everyone has a type, right? It's like, you know,
I don't know.
It's not that different from dating blondes, right, or whatever.
I mean, if I see someone hot that's willing to sleep with me, I'm like, maybe aren't you gay? Sometimes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Explain, please.
It happens.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Fuck.
Your dick gets hard.
Yeah.
And if it's a consenting adult. Then, hey, who gives a hoot?
Yeah, if they're hot, they're hot. That's my whole thing.
Yeah, oh, I agree with that. Like, I'm not in a...
So you're gay?
No. Oh, no, I just mean, like, if a girl is willing to sleep with me, I'm like, thank you so much.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
She's an eight. What do you...
I'm just saying, like, there is a specific type that if I'm, like, initiating a relationship or something,
I've had a pattern
or whatever.
But if I'm, like, you know, I do the porn house when we do the podcast, and there's, like... some chicks who I would never, like, again, go initiate the thing with, I'm like, yo, you're just fucking, if you said to me, fuck me or date me right now, I'd be like, okay.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I'm
that's
like, sure.
Funny.
I wouldn't, I get that. But like when I'm swiping, I'm like, you know.
Yeah, men are hunters. It's in our like dopamine to like, you know.
Breed.
Yeah, basically, like, or just like, yeah, select shit.
Spread the seed.
Yeah.
But also, too, I would love like a hot Colombian or Asian. If I ever had a kid, the kid would be so much better looking than I ever had a chance to be.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those half Colombian or Asian, like, yeah, those.
Even like the Caucasians.
Oh, yeah, dude. The Blasians.
Oh, Blasians. Blasians.
Because a lot of Asian kids, Asian guys have a tough time getting laid, apparently, but like half black, half Asian guys.
Well,
isn't it the
two most unmarried people are Asian men and black women?
Really?
Really?
I believe so.
I think Indian guys are going to, now that arranged marriage isn't as much of a thing, I think Indian guys are going to fucking skyrocket.
Supposedly, the least amount of divorces come from a white guy and a black woman.
I don't know
if that's true, Shannon.
Well, in general, men initiate divorce only at 15% of divorce. Only 15% of divorces are initiated by the guy.
Yeah, because you can go cheat and you have no, you know what I mean? Like, who cares?
Yeah. Well, guys actually take breakups a lot harder. I was just watching a YouTube video about this last night. Guys like take breakups a lot harder because they're like, you build a house, you build a home and an identity with a girl. Whereas a girl can leave a relationship and get over it pretty fast because they have a lot of people who are lined up.
Oh, they go to a new house that's already been built for her. Yeah. Women be house.
They got
children.
A roster already, whereas like a guy will be like, guys do this more than girls, apparently.
You're starting from day one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Guys will be the ones like visualizing the fucking house and kids and the life together thing a little more, even though that's
like trying to get a fucking kidney. You know, a woman has a list of guys waiting for years.
Yeah.
A man does not.
And a guy also, here's the thing that happens a lot, and this probably happened to all of our guy friends, they'll get in a relationship and recede. So suddenly if they're in a long-term relationship and they break up, the girl has, you know, her group of girlfriends and gay guys. The guy will have no friends suddenly, and there's just like no fucking.
Well, that's
the
guy's choice for being a little pussy.
I agree with that.
The guy who disappears. I mean, that's a difference between comics, I find, because you're always out every night.
Yeah, that's the nice thing about dating a comic is that it's probably one of the only nice things about it is like
you have to pretend that she's funny.
No, I have actually every comic I've dated.
Oh, relax.
Don't say what's his name. I've actually thought was funny. That's like, but it's like, it's all the shit that comes with being funny. That's the emotional toxicity.
So you would date, you inbreed with comics?
For like a while. I think I'm trying to stop.
Would you?
You don't shit where you eat.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, it's
a great wise man named Paul Amico, my father said, don't stick your dick in the cash register.
Oh,
yeah, it is a bummer, like seeing them at a club or whatever, and like if especially if you're like, you know, actually like, it was a bad breakup or you're heartbroken or whatever. Like, the best way to heal is to, like, not talk to them or see them. So, but then if you're like running the same, even if you don't run in the same circles in New York, you just see other comics like all the time.
You see her female friends and they fucking cold shoulder you.
Oh yeah,
late night hookup is fine if you're both down. It's like late. And you're horny, and it's not ever going to be a relationship, I think that's fine.
Yes, completely above board.
Just smashing.
Yes.
I was listening to an old Loud Boys, actually, because I'm, you know, a narcissist. But Dalton was telling a story. He was like...
You listen to your old stuff?
I don't usually. I was just feeling nostalgic for it, because it was like 5 years ago now. So, but Dalton was telling a story about like... we were at a party, and... and you came up to me talking to this person who won't be named, and they were like, I know you. You dated my friend. Take a lap, basically. And I had to take a lap. And then Dalton relayed to me that she said I was a dud in bed. And I was like, very hurt.
You do your act in bed?
I did do an impression once during sex.
I bet you do.
Just once. Dude. And they were like, and she was like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm sorry. And it actually really fucking hurt my feelings, like, really, because I thought the girl, but then I was like, well, at least I've had sex and everybody knows, you know what I mean?
I wouldn't give a fuck. I'm like, yeah, I'm a lazy fucker, unless I'm trying to impress you. And if I'm lazy when I fuck you, that means you're like a five. I'm not trying to impress. It's the tens that get the incredible work.
I will say, sometimes getting a very bad review in bed can accidentally get you laid again.
Mm.
Really?
In my experience.
How many bad reviews?
I had a girl who once told her friend group that. So what really happened is I ghosted her. I just stopped picking up the phone for her because she was a pain in the ass. And I felt I was being taken advantage of because she was very tiny. And cute and petite, that she thought that because she was fucking a big fat guy, that I owed her ever. Like, she would literally come into my apartment,
right.
And this was pre-Grubhub. She would open up the drawer I had all the menus in before we, like, started talking and start figuring out what she wanted for dinner.
Oh, my God. So she's, like, really using you.
And then as I was working nights, and she would wake me up at 8 in the morning.
Oof.
And tell me what she wanted for breakfast.
What the fuck?
I used to, before I had Netflix, I used to go on Grindr, and I used to find guys who had Netflix and go to their place and make them scratch my back while I kind of did the same thing.
But eventually we just, you know, kind of, it just, we just stopped kind of hanging out.
Yeah.
And I found she told her friend group that she broke up with me because my dick was too small for sex, to physically have sex with.
It, was that a lie? Was that, that wasn't true?
Not,
dude, girls be making up, I don't know, not the, I mean.
That's crazy. Listen,
maybe in her head it was, to me, that it was a pretty good sitch.
Yeah.
She did a move that I had never had and never had before, which, because she was very tiny, and she showed me one time in the middle of a sexual act that my dick was wider than her wrist.
That's good, though. Yeah. That's,
and she showed, so I do not think her assessment was truthful.
No.
That's ungrateful. You used to order her food?
Yeah, of course.
Well, that kind of girl will talk shit about you after you break up.
You know? Where she would be like, I want Bellinis. And I'd be like, all right. And then I would like get champagne. She'd be like, can we get like a mid-level champagne?
Oh my God.
And I'm like, for Bellinis, you idiot?
A low-level gold digger. That's crazy.
Like, if you're going to put juice in it, why would you get high-end shit? Like, what am I, a retard?
Right. Wow.
And then she would always say, like, because I drink shit beer.
Yeah.
And she's like, why don't you just, instead of like getting a bunch of cheap beers, why don't you just get like one really good one? And I'm like, because that's not how fucking beer works.
That's so good.
Because fuck you, one beer.
Yeah.
No, also, I drink shit beer.
Also, shit beer kind of tastes better than those really good beers. Like,
really?
I think Miller High Life is the best beer.
I don't drink. I don't.
Yeah, on a fucking hot day, I don't want a fucking milk stout.
Yeah.
I want a fucking cold, cheap beer.
Yeah, I don't want to go sit on a barrel and drink, fucking IPAs Guinness at 10% and pretend I like the taste.
Yeah, I want a fucking ice cold Bud Light.
Yeah.
A bag of shit. And yeah. I deserve it.
Yes.
Beer guys are very, like, elder millennial coded, like, very, like.
Yeah, so she was very like that. But then her friend told me she said that, and we wound up hooking up based on her curiosity.
Incredible.
So.
That's funny.
It worked out in my benefit.
I've heard that, too, that because it'll be good for the girl's ego to be like, well, she couldn't turn him on like I could. Like, sometimes girls will do that. Like,
ooh,
you know what I mean?
I think it was just a competition. They were competitive with each other.
Uh-huh. Sounds like a great friend circle. Like,
yeah, it sounds like.
Fun. Yeah.
I was going to tell you. So, I had a roommate that was very beer snobby. Very. So, he was a writer. He's a really nice guy. Film reviewer, writer.
Mm-hmm.
And I only found out later into us living together, because he never had chicks over, that he exclusively was into black chicks. And he was the most, I've said this a bunch on the show before, you know when somebody's old cum, you can just tell their parents are elderly?
Right.
Like a 20-year-old who has sciatica.
Old dad. Yeah,
A 20-year-old who has back problems.
Oh, they got shitty genetics.
Yeah, you can always tell.
Or they're just imitating their dad, right? Like, if
old,
you know,
cum is such.
You can tell when somebody's like a last few eggs.
That's great. That's a really good point, Zach. I didn't think about that.
45-year-old woman who gave birth to you, and you just got a little. You didn't get the retardation, but you got something.
They're just old.
I mean, dude, that's De Niro just had a kid like a week ago or whatever.
Yeah, that's a young chick.
Yeah. Do you think Pesci's like, where's all the pussy? What the fuck, guys?
No, but you still get fucked. You can still get fucked if the dad's old,
yes,
too.
Yes, definitely.
Even if the woman's young.
And when he moved in with me, I swear his parents showed up and they were the oldest Jews alive. Like, dude, I thought they were going to have, like.
They have Benjamin Button, like, that, like, they immediately give birth just like an old man.
Dude, I thought, this is a Patrice line. They look like they're going to have pyramid dust on them. Like,
that's great.
And I remember them moving them in, and this is very long ago, but our rent, it was a two-bedroom for
$1,600. Oh, God.
Ooh, baby.
Impossible to find.
Right? And I kept that apartment for 10 years.
Yeah.
I would not leave.
We're in Brooklyn?
Bay Ridge, yeah.
Okay.
Ooh.
Way deep, like in the 90s.
I used to fuck a chick in Bay Ridge.
Yeah.
It's so far, dude.
But, dude, for that money, it was great. It was a big place.
Go to Coney Island.
And his parents when they found out it was $800 a month to live there, had a meltdown.
No, cheap Jews.
And started going. And I was literally in the next room, and his mom and dad went, I tell him, you need to see the lease. I think you're paying for both of you.
Yeah.
And he's ripping you off. You're paying both of you. You're telling me this place, that $800, you're paying both the rents, and he's screwing you. And I mean, this is a hallway, big kitchen, dining area.
Right.
Living room, and then we each had a bedroom, big bedroom. And they were going, 16, I mean, I never in my life would I pay that much. Tell them to see, and they made me go get the lease to prove that it was $1,600.
That's so funny.
And then the second he moved in, it was like living with an 80-year-old man. but he's a really nice guy, and then I found out he...
Just Werther's Originals rappers everywhere.
His thing was, so he was a writer, his thing was... erotic fiction.
Mm.
So he would meet girls online and then send them erotic fiction
about them.
About them.
What a weirdo. They like that, you think?
Probably, actually. It's a lot of attention. I mean, I guess if you just met them, that's weird. Yeah.
In my from what I got, it didn't seem like it was going great. But then after that, he had a series of pretty decent black chicks that I didn't see coming, so good for him.
That's funny.
It is weird what guys will do. I was like, I mean, people think I'm a creep, but I just like kind of like sniff you and don't tell you. You know what I'm saying?
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, yeah. I just want to know what you smell like.
Yeah, smell a chair, whatever.
Yeah, I don't smell the chair, but the hair.
Whatever. Who
has it? The chair I get, but I'm not into like a sweaty smell. I know some guys like a...
armpits. Some girls or some guys like our armpits or whatever. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Like right after yoga. Was like
I had a chick that was like a real club kid kind of chick.
Yeah.
And she would call me at like 4 or 5 in the morning and be like, hey, can I sleep by you? You know, whatever, I'm in your neighborhood. And she would show up drunk and we would never hook up that night.
You just sniff her.
No, the next morning. She would let me jerk off on her leg while I put my face in her armpit because I like the alcohol sweat smell.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
So I said metastasized. You like that?
Yeah.
What is it?
Something animalistic.
Really?
The smell of another human.
And a drunk, it's some drunk fucking...
No, she would be hungover.
Well, that's what I meant, but you're getting that...
Yeah, that sweat.
Oh, yeah.
Dancing all night.
I think that's gross. I send them to the shower when they come in. Everyone always thinks I'm a fucking disgusting man. I'm clean.
I must have such a shit sense of smell. I can never. I've never smelled like alcohol on somebody.
Oh,
like,
I can smell the cigarette and alcohol. You can smell.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you smoke?
A cigarette? No, yeah, no, I don't. But I have. When I have smoked in the past, and yeah, I will get like all my shit stinks the next day or whatever, but. Like, one time my mom was like, you smell like alcohol. And I was like, what the fuck? How do you know? Like, it was, I've just never smelt that. So maybe, I don't know. But I
think some people can pick it up more than others.
Some people you can, like, you're not even close to them and you can smell them.
Really?
Yeah. They're like,
there's an old man in my building who, if you come home at the right time, you catch him coming back from the bar and he's got the big, oh, fuck. Who's the famous vaudeville guy with the giant nose?
Groucho Marx.
No.
Oh, sorry. I thought I had it.
Get away from me, kid. You bother me. I'll remember his name in a minute. But he had, like, the big red bulbous nose.
Oh, yeah.
What that was? He was on Family Guy. He was referenced on Family Guy. That's how
I know who you're talking about. It's like dented. It gets big and it gets like...
So he has that. And what that is in certain people... Like, you know the Asian flush? When Asians drink, they turn red? With certain people, when you get drunk, it sends the blood...
To the nose.
To the nose, and the That's capillaries brutal. Burst, and they don't ever heal.
That's brutal.
So that big, Holy that like, shit. Bulbous, warty-looking nose, that's an old drunk.
For sure. Yeah, yeah, it's crazy, because you see... There's a guy, I won't say.
W.C. Yes. Fields.
Yeah, that's it. God damn, nice. Good pull.
Yeah, and he's got that. And I can, whenever he gets on the elevator around 8, 9 o'clock, I can tell. You can smell him getting on the elevator.
There's very few things that will show. I guess they're like you know, crackheads, the sunken in face, but man, you got to be some kind of alcoholic.
Meth, the skin is really dry, yeah. I've noticed. Like, every meth head has, like, insanely fucking dry skin.
I don't know any meth heads.
I honestly picked that up from doing, it was either this show or Rap, when it was, like, guess the crime from the mugshot or whatever, and every time their skin was, like, washed out and, like, super dry, I would just be like, meth, something with meth.
Yeah.
Yeah, they usually have, like, skin, something they're picking at.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right, because it's, like, a lot of hand to mouth, and you're dehydrated as fuck, or yeah. And you don't think to drink water or whatever. You know?
Dude, I only accidentally did it once.
Really?
Real bad night.
Really? It was bad?
Awful. Never again.
Well, yeah. How does it compare? Is it actually like, because they say Adderall is meth or whatever. Is that true? Or is it like?
It didn't feel, Adderall feels clean.
Yeah, right. Adderall, you get locked in.
Adderall, you're locked in.
Yeah, like, you could go to work, I guess.
It's like espresso, yeah. Dude. I accidentally did meth once and... okay, this, by the way, I don't blame, you can 100% judge me. I believe I was falsely advertised because I was young. I was outside of a bar I could not get into, talking to a woman, and she very subtly looked at me and did the finger over the nostril.
The W.C. Fields.
And she went, and I went, yes. And we went to a new location. And she took out a container and a straw. And I think that does not mean meth.
Yeah.
And what she handed me definitely was meth.
Uh-huh.
Because the second I did it, I went, oh, that feels like glass.
Really?
Did you snorted it?
Yeah.
I didn't know you could snort meth, actually.
And then... Oh, yeah, you don't remember in Breaking Bad, whenever they would bring it to Tuco, he would break it off
you're
with a
right.
knife. And
yes.
Do a knife.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Tight, tight, tight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah, you're right, you're right.
And I did just a blast with a straw, and I was hammered. I lost all my drunk, and it was the middle of the summer, and I remember feeling like I was sweating duck sauce. It was the thickest, most viscous sweat, and then she bounced. She went back to the bar to go fuck a real man. I was a boy. No, I was a confused boy.
She put pee-pee in your Coke and you sweated duck sauce.
Now, it's actually worse. We were making out and then she bent over, took her dress up, and I thought she was going to ask me to fuck her. And she goes, can you see I have my period through my underwear?
Ew.
I want to go fuck a guy at the bar.
Disgusting pig.
and this is how I should have known. Hey guys, you ever wake up in the morning and just feel soft? Like your coffee's warming your hands, but not doing a damn thing for your balls or your brain. That's why our great friends created Body Brain Coffee. It's not just coffee. It's coffee with purpose, specifically testosterone. Packed with clinically backed ingredients like Tongkat Ali, this isn't your girlfriend's oat milk latte. This is for men who want to get their edge back in the gym, in the boardroom, and yeah, in the bedroom too. And it's not just about testosterone. Body Brain is also built to dial in your focus, clarity, and mood thanks to lion's mane, ashwagandha, and L-theanine. So while your basic brew is giving you the jitters and a crash, Body Brain Coffee is helping you stay sharp, calm, and locked in, all while supporting your natural T levels. If you're serious about your energy, your mindset, and your masculinity, it starts with what you put in your cup. Body Brain Coffee has Tongkat Ali, Lion's Mane, Ashwagandha, L-theanine, and premium freeze-dried Colombian coffee. It's got a bold, rich taste with no fillers. Save 15% today with the code ZOO15, Z-O-O-1-5, at BodyBrainCoffee.com. That's BodyBrainCoffee.com. Power your day. Fuel your drive. Let's get back into the show. By the way, you want to talk piggish women.
Oh, yeah.
White girl, cornrows, Spanish name.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
The trifecta.
Right.
Her name was Bonita.
Bonita.
And I will say, I've said this in my act, there is a difference between Bonita and Bonita. And this
Bonita.
And Bonita had some fucking cornrows. And not the best chompers.
I would assume, yeah.
And I was up all. I just sat in bed. It was just one of those, you just look at the ceiling all night. There is no going to sleep.
Was there any fun to it, at least?
Like, hated it.
Really?
Hated
you
still, it.
You don't do hard drugs anymore, do you?
It depends.
It depends on the situation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's your...
I mean, I mostly like weed, and I like boozing, but you know, if the occasion's right.
If the powder.
That's like, yeah, that's like...
Very... Only if I'm here.
I have to this day never tried coke.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think you need it.
I don't.
You got a lot of energy and personality.
Why? I think.
Yeah. Everyone assumes I'm on. I'm not going to do my bit about it. But this is. It's true. Everyone's like, he's coked up. Where's the coke, Robbie? And I'm like, no. I don't even like coke that much because it's like, it sucks. It's like it doesn't last very long and like. I like being drunk, and sometimes it'll help you keep being drunk or whatever, but that's it.
I can imagine a time that maybe it was better, too. Like, I do think, like, in the 70s and 80s, it might have been a little more pure and a little
before
less...
Before crack, yeah.
Yeah, no, but, you know, it seemed like...
I will say, it depends on where you are. Britain, Ireland, Scotland... It's not coming through Mexico up some girl's ass with a gun to her head in a fucking Holiday Inn.
Oh, so it's good.
So what you're getting over there, like, they'll be like, oh, mate, we don't got that fentanyl. And they're proud. And they're also, everyone's carrying in Britain. If you go out.
Really?
If you go to a billiards place at night, everyone's got a bag out at the table.
Wow.
Like, it was impossible to not get coke in England.
But back in the, like, 70s, 80s in, like, the L.A.
Yeah.
It seemed like the comics were doing, like, dude, it was...
Did you know this? The SNL, you know SNL's crazy writing schedule that they have to this day? It was made because they were working around coke hours. Because the whole writer staff was on coke. That's why it's, like, only at night... every day, and then there's like a break before Sunday or Saturday or whatever. It's like I forget what the exact schedule is, but that's why it's this. Their work hours make no sense.
There's probably a window of when you're doing it and you're young. Going back to like living in Bay Ridge, you're like when you're in your 20s and you're like 45 minutes from the city, that's fine, you know.
Yeah.
But when you're in your 40s and you have to go every day, that's another thing. And I bet it's the same. Like as a you know when you're like young and you're late 20s, early 30s doing comedy and you introduce like a little coke, probably gives you a little superpower, but that window is small.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's like why I don't
small,
like it.
Yeah, a small window.
It's like a coke makes me feel really talkative and then I just like want more.
I think it depends on how much you have to do in the day.
Yeah.
Right.
And how late you like staying out.
Yeah.
Like I... have curbed my... I used to go out.
Right.
And then Mrs. Amico a couple years ago put me on double secret probation.
Really?
For coming home at 9 in the morning.
Wow.
Unannounced.
That's hilarious.
She called me at 8 in the morning. She's like, where are you?
It was just like the Goodfellas scene.
And I was like, I'm at a bar. And she's like, how are you in a bar? It's 8 o'clock in the morning. And I'm like, they locked the door? And she's like, you have to come home. And so I go home. I lost that fight so bad I had to take a shower to rethink my argument.
And that was it, basically.
And she's like, "Yeah, you can't. That's that. You, if you ever come home that late again, we're done."
Really? But you also have, in terms of like the like, you've had the physical abuse of the body too, not just like the partying. Like you've been thrown through shit.
Yeah.
Even now, do you still get in the ring or no?
No.
Really?
I'll take a fake punch.
Right.
Or something.
But you're not doing bumps all the time.
No. My back's done.
Yeah, it must be.
When you talk about comedy coke, though, I think the biggest example would be the bathroom at the store.
Yeah.
The bathroom at the store, everything's black. The sink is black. The toilets are black. The soap, everything is
just
pitch black.
Good places to do coke.
And so you can't lose it.
That's what it is.
Yeah, so you can't lose it.
That's funny.
Look at the table in the green room.
The green room at the belly room
is covered in razor blade marks.
That's hilarious. And it's like set up like a coke table. I never thought about that.
Yeah, 100%.
I'll tell you the only problem with comedy, and I don't know how much, like, I'm a lot of the spots I'm doing in the city now, I don't want to talk too much about comedy, but what's coming to comedy in terms of the audience is, and you know, this is, I don't know where you're from. Are you from New York?
I'm from the Bay Area.
So, like, oh, yeah, right. You told me that.
Louis C.K. just shouted out the club that I did my first open mic at in his new email, which was cool.
I read that yesterday, too. That was really, I liked that he did that. That was cool.
I thought it was,
it was almost like album notes.
Yeah.
For his new special.
And I thought it was cool that he shouted out a bunch of, like, comics that I know, honestly.
Yeah, he shouted out, like, Laugh It Up and shit.
And the funniest part was... I'm sorry, I interrupted you, but
No, go ahead.
The funniest part was when he said, Jim Norton's a really funny comic, but he's way funnier when he bombs, so I would force him to just do nonsense material, and I loved watching him struggle out
there. Those are the unhinged in front of a hinged audience, and that's my whole point about New York. Like, I'm doing a lot of, like, you know, in Manhattan spots now. I'm like, the crowds are under 30, and they're like not New Yorkers, and it seems like in certain places, like anything, you know, everyone's always going to like edgy, but there are, like, more than ever, I find that some of the edgier stuff is harder to execute in certain places because of the
because the
really,
stand is all young women in the crowd.
I don't do the stand, but yeah, I've noticed that some of the places, there's certain shows where it's like, not even like I'm not even when I'm up, I'm seeing other people struggling who are really good with, like, a little bit. And it's just, I don't know if it's, you know, go back to the comedy thing, if it's just because it's more mainstream with, like, good looking, like, there's people who only talk to the crowd and they're so good looking and they're bringing a new audience in, which I think is great. But then you do, like, certain material, and it's like, I don't know. I'm not. Like,
here's my opinion about that. First of all, it's a cheap date if you're young. And secondly, like, a lot of the comics, because of the, a lot of comics or a lot of clubs book on, like, Instagram follows now, right? And a lot of people who pop off on Instagram who are comics, it's because they're hot or, like,
well,
or,
that,
like,
is true. I
like, so, and so a lot of people got into comedy because they love, like, Matt Rife or whatever, right? Yeah. Like, Matt Rife was a huge, he's still a big deal or whatever. Like,
but I actually,
and there's a bunch of little,
like, really
D'Elias everywhere, you know? And so it's like, I agree. I do, especially since COVID, I have noticed that clubs have gotten very young girl heavy.
That's what I mean. It's, I wish there was, like, a little bit of Austin and a little bit of New York, and then it meets in the middle, because, like, I think that's, you know, too much of one way and too much of the other way. Is not, I mean, granted, I don't perform at the biggest clubs, so maybe.
But also realize a few years ago, your option was just a room full of tourists, and 2/3 of them might not speak English.
Oh, yeah. I've learned to work around that, where I ask them where they're from and just do the shittiest impression of wherever they're from, and they love it every time. It's really
sorry to bother you.
And then I do Trump. Everybody knows Trump.
No, I took a hot one a few weeks ago in front of Napoleon Emil and Derek Gaines.
In the city.
In Brooklyn, and I really took a hot one, and then a girl from the audience scolded me after.
Really?
She came up to me, and she's like, listen, I just need you to admit to me that you know why you shouldn't have done those jokes. And
really?
I'm like, nah. And she's like, because you know what you said was, like, wrong, and you shouldn't ever do those jokes again. And I went, I just filmed a special with those jokes. And she's like, but you're not going to do that. Like, just tell me that you know you're not going to do them. I was like, I'm 100%. Going to do them again until my special's out.
Why do they try to control it like that? That's so.
And then she was like, I just need you to admit that you know that you're wrong. And then I was like, no. And she got all mad, walked away. And then Derek Gaines just goes, man, you didn't give Shorty none of what she wanted.
I mean, we are kind of similar. Maybe you're more than me. Like, I always feel like I'm not straight enough, but I'm also not gay enough. Where you are, like, it seems a lot more straighter than I am, but you still have the, you know, the pink hair.
Yeah. I actually think you seem straighter than Zach.
Really?
Yeah, I would say so. I think that's a good bit for you. That's
sexuality,
like,
though.
Like,
he talks more about it on stage, though.
But that's a funny character, like a straight guy who's talking about having gay sex. Or,
but,
like,
I'm less into talking about the gay stuff because I'm, like, so, you know, I used to like politics, and I used to, like, I'm so over everything. I just like staying at home playing cards now. I play a lot of online poker because everything else has just become, in this country, it's like so fucking politicized now. It's out of control in a way.
I used to like be a big political podcast junkie. Like I'd consume like all of the like from a lot of sides. Actually, I would even listen to, like fucking Ben Shapiro just to get like his what he thought or whatever. And
you
like
the Jews.
And actually, Israel is great, and they've never done anything wrong. To your point, I have since like unfollowed every single
everyone.
One.
I agree.
Don't watch it any of it at all. Like,
no original
it's just
opinions.
Me out.
They all have the same fucking. It's the same. The right, the left, and the center, like the libertarians. They're all saying the same fucking thing.
I think they all get talking points from like political because they know that podcasting is.
It's all clickbait now. Everything's fucking clickbait. It's like even again, it's go back to the the World Star. I'm like. This is crazy that right now, for those who don't know, Meta is like we were talking about it outside. Yes. Meta is taking down a lot of people in the sex industry, you know, sex worker account, anything related to sex worker, even though that we're not branding our stuff to kid. We don't want our stuff. But then you're like shown like ridiculous violence. It's like, how can you go after?
That's classic America.
No, but it's like, how do you go after like sex workers who are like legally doing it? I understand like trying to prevent any of the sex trafficking, but when you have people who are like OnlyFans on podcasts talking about getting their pussy stuffed, and then you're like, this is wrong, but then you're like, every fucking retard, people don't even walk or on the streets without their head in their phone. You're like, you've created something much worse than me and some whore, and I say that in
with affection.
Good, yeah, with in term of endearment.
Yeah,
saying things that we're like, we're okay with, but then you've like saying that's bad, but you know everything else that's going on is fine, and it's like literally creating fucking mutants.
Oh yeah,
who can't even talk.
To your point, I noticed because we're the U.S. algorithms are very like that, but when TikTok first came out and it was like by the Chinese, it was funny how Risa app, but appetizer, that algorithm was so different from all the other ones because it was super harsh on like bad words, but it was just ass.
Oh, really?
It was just a bunch of ass, like crazy, and like really young girls too. It's like, what the fuck is
this? So this is a chicken and egg situation.
Chicken and egg roll.
But I have, and I agree with certain people, that they think TikTok has a bit of a psyop to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
That and this could also just be what people of a certain age click on and what they're interested in as well. That kind of feeds the algorithm. But some people think that it's specifically directing people that when you're in America, it's girls dancing, people lip syncing, all very low intelligence level stuff. And in China, what kids are shown on TikTok is like people excelling at sports, people being great mathematicians, scientists, robotics. And basically they're saying that TikTok is China dumbing down the next few generations while building up the intelligence of their children.
So brilliant, honestly.
Well, I've heard that actually from multiple people. The other thing, though,
and the politics on TikTok too. I'm sorry to interrupt, but it's like it's very. If you notice, it's very divisive. It especially at the beginning, it was very extreme towards. But it was always like kind of like anti-West stuff, you know, like and or anti-America and like American allies stuff, which, you know, I know a lot of people agree with that, but you know, but it was like, yeah, very anti-Israel, anti-pro-China, kind of like pushing people to communism or fascism, basically.
Well, that chick who just won in New York, I don't know much about New York politics, but I saw that one chick who just won something new. She's like super anti, and I'm not like a pro-America. I just heard she's like specifically very anti and also anti white women, and she's a white chick, I think.
That's funny. Do you
know who I know you're talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, Pearl?
Is that
H. Pearl Davis?
The chick who just won.
No, somebody very. Yeah, I know who you're. I saw people talking about it.
Yeah, it was like a big. It's like a big thing, right? She was endorsed by Mamdani.
Mm-hmm.
That the girl who just won the Congress. I heard she's awful. I just heard that from
like
somewhere.
I have no idea why. She said the problem with like is white women, which is so funny.
That's like one of the biggest voting blocks in the country. Yeah.
Now, more importantly, have you guys seen AOC in the red dress from this week?
No, she's hot, eh?
Woo,
baby.
Are you, do you know the picture I'm talking about?
I think I do, but pull it up, Jamie.
Shannon, if you could look up recent pictures of AOC, and she's in a red dress, dude.
But she's always been hot, though.
No, she's always, she looks like Rosario Dawson. She's slamming. When people say she's ugly, I want to get their fucking brains and dicks
checked. Like, dude, don't let your dick and your, don't let your brain gaslight your dick. Oh, she's fucking hot, you know?
Like, I have a very specific set of moral code. If you think I'm not fucking Gabby Shapiro, you're out of your fucking mind.
Same, man. I am all in on Gabby Shapiro.
On Big Gabbo?
She is awesome.
Shannon, is there any...
By the way, dude, once in a while I'm on Instagram, and it says, I think I've told you this before, but I see it all the time. The only other person that follows a specific chick, Zach Amico.
Always.
Yeah. I'm usually in that pocket. People have told me. Me, Justin Wang. I usually see Justin Wang there.
I had Justin Wang on the show on Zoom a few weeks ago.
Oh, nice. He did Arena of Ideas, too. I love Justin.
Yeah.
He's such a good dude. That's awesome that you had him on.
Yeah, that's my boy for years.
Extremely busty or big ass.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know.
Nick Mullen called me out on that years ago that he was he followed. There's a girl, Love Randolin, who's like just all ass. And he said he knew a girl's going to be fat if I'm the only other follower.
It's amazing. It really is amazing.
Whenever I click on him, I'm just like, gee, I wonder which black comics I'm going to see following.
That's hilarious. Because Nick got caught like following Muscle Mommies, right?
Really?
I think so.
And that might have just been for funsies, though.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I could see that being for like the bit. Because
you can get
the girls he's dated,
stuff.
He does have a type, and it's not like Muscle Mommies.
Shannon, did you possibly find that picture of AOC in the red dress?
I think so. Is it from the Puerto Rican Day Parade?
Yes. Okay, there's another one where she is all hips and ass.
That's not
a great pick.
Yeah, that just...
She looked good.
Somebody posted one.
Maybe it was Photoshopped.
There was a different
one of her walking with Mondani and her tits were like right out.
I mean, that blue dress is fucking crazy.
Yeah, red isn't her best color.
There we go.
I mean, that's a hot fucking chick.
Yeah, it's a hot Puerto Rican man. Red.
Yeah, she doesn't look good in red. And I know that because I have a similar skin tone. Royal blue is better.
Yeah, there was one somebody posted today.
There
was one somebody posted today where she was just a fucking brick shit house.
Yeah.
Well, she has perfect skin. It's hot. Anyone with perfect skin is you don't have to have.
Oh, man. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I can't believe when people aren't. You got to be able to cross a party. If there's one part of your body that can cross a party line,
sure.
It is your dick into a fucking hot Spanish ass.
But
you know what's so funny is she did a video when the Knicks were playing the Spurs in the finals. She did a video with like some Texas congressman, I assume from San Antonio. And they were doing a playful like, hey, go Knicks, no, go Spurs or whatever. And the guy congressman is just so obviously horny for her. It's so fucking funny. Like you can tell that he's down and so fucking bad because he's so close to her. It's like, I get it. And he's like a younger guy.
Before we get out of here, JD, I'll show you, to me, what I think is an ideal thick bitch. Shannon, could you please look up the newscaster woman who reads tweets about herself? She's a blonde.
I love her. I love her.
Thick,
she's great.
I don't know if she's a... I think she's a regular... There's also a weather girl who's super hot, but I had to unfollow her because she got very offended by something I tweeted.
Oh, really? About her?
Yeah, I retweeted. I quote tweeted a picture of her.
Yeah, that chick. Oh, my God.
Said, this is...
Mamma mia.
And said something that I thought that there was a warm front. This to me is
when you have like a skinny face and like a little I think that's like that's I don't
this
know,
to
I'm
me
super
this is a
to that.
Banger.
After the commercial, we're going God to explain damn. How you can securely lock your house to keep Brennan out. From Harry Jones, I mean, she is overweight. That being said, she's an absolute smoke show. Built like my grandma's prescription lenses.
It's all black kids just roasting her.
Sorry, Grandma.
I mean, she's got a hot setup.
She looks like Barbie if Barbie actually ate a sandwich. I actually did have a sandwich today. I made it out of Hawaiian rolls, too, so...
Yeah, that's the other thing is then she'll like start talking. It's like, oh, she seems so down to earth and fun.
She's probably God cool. Bless. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think the... you know, it is that...
Thicker girls are great because you can like drink with them and eat with them.
in not generic, biologically, there is something in you that would like the reason why people, because
fat storage survival.
Yeah, fat storage survival.
That's why
survival.
Girls say they like dad bod, they like athletic dad bods. Like,
are you making a case?
I'm making a case. No, but like, not.
Are you making a case?
That's what they say. I mean, but it's like they want like a someone who's better in shape than I am right now, like someone with like muscle, but there's like fat over.
There's
it. That's what they really
in your
like.
Caveman brain, I think that interprets that as like, oh, that's a mother.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That is a woman who can withstand the elements and raise my child.
And let me suck some titty milk out of those fat tits.
Do you remember the first fucking art piece, which is just like a fat woman?
Yeah.
Because the guy was just horny and he made it. Yeah, like the first ever art piece that they discovered was of like a fucking fat girl.
He just drew it to beat up.
No, it was a clay. Or what? Okay.
Oh. It was like a figure. He made like a stone figure or whatever.
And whether you're thinking of round ass cheeks or big tits, that curvature our minds naturally go to. And I'll tell you how I know that. The McDonald's arch. The McDonald's arch in our stupid caveman brain.
Oh, interesting.
That's a pair of tits or a fat ass.
Fat ass.
Wow,
fat
really?
Yeah. You, but
that's
then
like
what,
how Joe Camel's face was a penis. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah, mm-hmm. But then what is it? So I do like, I have a thick chick coming to see me on Monday stay the night. But also then today I'm taking my dogs for a walk and I see this runner chick and I'm like, God, like perfect body. Like
they're always very, runners are always really skinny.
But she had like, she really? Was like busty too, and you could see the fucking nipples through the sports bra. And
I never see busty run. I like.
No, it wasn't like crazy busty.
No, sure.
It wasn't like this chick, but she was like.
It probably stood out because
tear,
she was running.
Teardrop tits.
Yeah.
Nice fucking perfect teardrop tits.
Yeah.
What is it about that? Or is it just.
Because you never see a runner with big tits, so probably you clocked it. You're like, that's crazy.
I think there is something about us, Amico, because we're willing to, I mean, more me than you, maybe, this is in your past life, but there is something like, I'll pay this guy who I've met offline, and I just pay him to feel his body. Like, I don't want to do any gay stuff,
mm-hmm.
just touch his abs.
Yeah, whatever.
But what do you think it is, why is our brain wired differently than his brain to like, because obviously, like, we have-
I think it's a nature and nurture.
Really?
I think we're born- with a certain chemical thing, and then I think your fundamental developmental years, something can happen.
Oh, interesting.
That really affects you.
But I was like, never diddled though.
No, same. Not to my knowledge. I must have blocked it out if I was.
I think so.
But
yeah, usually you become a pedophile if you got diddled.
Yeah.
Not like a gay guy. Not bisexual.
No, but a lot of gays aren't pedos. I'm just kidding.
Well, I guess Milo said that.
Okay. Sure, in the history of gay guys, is there a history of being ushered in by an older gentleman?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sure.
Bieber and Usher. He ushered him in.
You know,
to Diddy's house.
It's a different thing.
But you think it's a nature nurture thing? But don't you find it fascinating sometimes that I want to like, how like the brain, because like, again, we're like all comics, but how is like, I think of myself as a dude, but then why is it, because I'll look at someone like you, mm-hmm. right? And not be attracted at all. But I also.
What the fuck? Ouch.
No, but in all seriousness, I look at it like, and I'll look at you, look at a hot guy, and I go, really? You don't see it at all? And you're like, no.
No, I don't really see
it. No, that's what, you don't feel, and that's what's so fascinating.
I'm actually really bad at judging male attractiveness.
But even when I see someone who's like a Matt Rife, and I'm like, that does nothing for you? And guys are like, nope. I'm like, really? That blows my mind.
Well, I can tell with him because he looks like a fucking, like,
no, but it doesn't turn you on, though. That's what I'm saying. That's what blows my mind. How it's like, and I'm like, oh.
I think my family had. My family's still shocked to this day that I'm not completely gay. Like it was, they had it, they had it. They were ready for it.
Really,
dude. My Cuban grandma used to tell people all the time, "Oh, you will love Zachary. He is like the Elton John."
That's amazing.
Going back, like I think they definitely were cushioning the blow. Like my grandma used to take me to see Dame Edna.
I don't even know who that is.
She's a famous drag queen from Britain.
Oh,
in Broadway
my God,
shows.
That's so
my funny. Grandma took me to see The Birdcage on Broadway.
That's amazing. Birdcage is great, though.
Birdcage is in my top five favorite movies.
The genius was having Robin Williams play the straighter gay guy.
Yes.
Because he loved
it. It was right after Miss Doubtfire.
Right.
It was supposed to be Steve Martin and him with him as the Albert role.
Okay.
But then Steve Martin dropped out, and he asked, can he take the other role, the Armand role.
Nathan
That's
Lane.
So smart.
Yeah.
It's like, because it's a little like Pineapple Express that they switched Franco and Rogan's characters.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because Rogan's the straight man in Pineapple Express. Franco's the moron.
Dude, I watched that movie a couple weeks ago on a plane for probably the 25th time.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Like,
it's so tight.
August 08, I want to say. It was in three weeks in a row. It was Step Brothers, Tropic Thunder, Pineapple Express. It was the greatest time of my life. I saw all of them in theaters.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when it came out. But I agree. I think Pineapple Express is actually like an underrated.
No, I said The Birdcage. I mean,
Birdcage is also an underrated great movie.
Underrated. It's like,
it's perfect.
There's, you know, as you're a movie buff, I don't think of anything that's ridden like that in the last 5 years, 10 years.
No, not
like,
at all.
Like just a
grounded situation gay comedy.
No, it's just like a really original idea. Like,
well, it's a play.
Oh, so
was it a play first?
It's a musical first. Yeah, yeah. Lacage or Fall.
Okay.
Yeah.
I saw it with Robert Goulet as the Robin Williams part.
Really?
I'm gay.
And then I believe the most recent Broadway one, they did it all black, and Wayne Brady was the.
That's great casting, Nathan Lane.
Robin Williams role.
Oh, really? That's smart. Like, that's.
And then another very famous gay black guy was the Nathan Lane role.
I mean, Nathan Lane is.
He really is the movie, but I really like Robin Williams in it too, because I think he's an amazing actor, but like he's really, really good when they like make him go like smaller, like super grounded or whatever. Like his worst movies are like Toys or like Jack or whatever.
Oh, when he's this crazy.
He's like, oh, I'm a zany. Oh, look at me.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. But then you put him in like 1 hour photo, and it's like it's almost like putting a tiger in a cage.
Yeah, that's true.
And then you see like,
but it's cool though. He's good at it. He's good at. He was great in Insomnia too. He was great. I mean, he's a really, really good actor.
Yeah, it is.
And Birdcage.
By the way, that we'll end on that. Somebody asked. There's a video going around. Somebody asked a producer, "What is the biggest Coke movie of all time?" What is the movie that was like, if you could say it's a cut, and a lot of people say Blues Brothers because they literally had a full-time Coke guy on set
because
they kept losing Belushi.
Whoa.
And he would just wake up in like people's, like, he would just go to people's houses and take a nap, and they would like find him passed out at strangers' houses.
Wow.
But they said the producer was talking, he goes, the biggest Coke movie of all time, Robin Williams, Popeye.
Really?
That checks out.
And he said they were getting it because they were in like whatever, some islands. They were getting Coke delivered in such big supply that they were, you know, the big metal film canisters that, like you said, like real film in? They were ordering Coke by film canisters.
Whoa.
So that's pounds.
So he was just always doing, like, even his act on stage, like the first time I saw him on an HBO thing, it was crazy.
Well, he was probably by then.
He got sober, though, and he was still like that. Like,
yeah. I mean, but then he was just going through. He would have like 85 waters on stage. Yeah, He's the world's thirstiest comedian.
That performance was, I've never.
But don't watch the whole movie because it stinks. But watch a scene or two from Popeye, and you're like, oh, dude, everyone is gacked out of their skull.
Probably a fun time.
Who directed that again? Because it was a good director, right?
I can't
remember.
Was
it Altman? It might have been Robert Altman.
I can't remember.
But one last thing about The Birdcage too is that I think being a straight man in a is really underappreciated and underrated, because I think the best straight men are really funny in their own right. Like,
sure, yeah.
And they play it because they know how to set someone up like that, right?
Favreau,
yeah. Yeah.
Favreau's the perfect one.
Yeah.
He's good. I really like, who else is a good, actually fucking Peele from Key and Peele is a very funny guy.
To be honest with you, I don't know if you ever saw Kenny versus Spenny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude.
He followed me and unfollowed me. Fucking Kenny did.
The straight guy in that one, I forget, it's
Spenny.
So funny. It's that's one of another show that you want to talk about, like,
Oh, dude, the fart contest is one of the funniest. When he farts on the stairway after realizing he can blow air up his ass, and he just does like a 40-second fart on the, and just stops the whole house, that's the funniest, dude.
I'm surprised guys like that still, like, because I think the Spenny was out in L.A. for a while.
They're doing Skankfest.
Oh, they
that's
are?
Cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool, actually.
Yeah, they're doing Kenny versus Spenny live at Skankfest.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah.
Those dudes were, that was a brilliant.
Similarly, Jackass, I think Knoxville's kind of the grounded straight man. Like,
sure.
But then he does his own stunts, and they're always like kind of the best ones, in my opinion.
Well, at the beginning, he was really crazy.
Right.
I think because he had to control the circus of lunatics.
Yeah, and I mean, people really underrate like how that specific group of guys, everyone at the time, especially when it came out, was like, it's just a bunch of random dumb guys doing it. It's like, no, these are like some of the most charismatic people I've ever seen in this like friend group, and especially Knoxville. He's just so fucking
well, it's perfectly curated.
Cool.
And then even when they had the premiere, dude, everyone was so happy to see Phil and April. Like,
oh,
Phil
yeah.
and April are, if you want to look at my gender, like whatever you're specifically, I'm 38.
Yeah.
So I guess older millennial.
Honestly, the kids know about Bam and shit, and they love Bam. Like,
but like at my generation, yeah, yeah. Phil and April were our.
If you're a teenager,
the most nice parents on TV.
If you're a teenager in 2005, 2003 to 2005, it was like
then, yeah, Beavil and Bam. That was when I was in graduating high school.
Dude, Beavil and Bam was like everything to me. I loved Bam so fucking much.
This is a Phil's in a wheelchair now.
That bummed me out to see Phil in a wheelchair.
He might have just had a bad knee or something.
Yeah, he's an old guy.
He is old
guy.
And overweight, yeah. But yeah, and it was nice because they seem like, apparently they're very nice people in their life.
I've heard nothing but very nice things about them.
Yeah, I heard a story also that like someone went, Ape used to like cut their hair because she works as a barber or whatever. And she was like, yeah, well, MTV, I guess MTV wants to make CKY a show. I think it's called Jackass. We'll see. Like that's
non-person in entertainment being like, okay,
yeah. Well, I mean, there's nothing funnier than bands like we're gonna get April to say the F word, and then they bring in the fucking alligator. It's just that fucking real.
That's so funny.
That's everyone's mom,
especially when you're a kid. That just. Just a guy torturing his parents is like the funniest thing in the world to you when you're like 12 or 13.
I just told somebody this the other day. My buddy produced Tom Green's vinyl record.
Oh, cool.
And he went over to Tom Green's house and he was showing a bunch of shit. And Tom, as they're leaving, Tom Green just goes, hey, you want to see the Slutmobile? And my friend's like, what? And he had it under a tarp in his garage.
Incredible.
And he brought out the Slutmobile. You know what I'm talking about, right?
I don't know something, but I know
he painted his dad's car. He had his dad's car airbrushed with a lady eating another lady's pussy on the hood.
I do remember watching that because I'm older than you guys, and when that came out,
yeah, that was like the first Jackass.
Well, you were also Canadian.
Yeah.
True.
He was like, fucking.
I love Tom Green
doing stuff that people like, you know. Like, how dare you? And that kind of stuff. And you're like, this is so funny.
Yeah. If
Freddy Got Fingered is a very funny movie.
Oh, yeah.
I was about to see if anyone is listening and hasn't seen Freddy Got Fingered, it is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
It is fucking awesome.
All right. We're going to close on that. Thank you so much for Robbie Goodwin and JJ Lieberman.
Hey,
and we will see you Friday on our bonus episode. Goodbye.
The fun's begun. No sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop a bagel, chug it down. Just like a join the crew. It's Zach Amico's morning zoo. It's Zach Amico's.